6:43 on Breakfast Business with Vincent Wall. We're joined now by Patrick McLeanan of McLeanan & Co. Chartered Accountants in Westmeath. Patrick, we've been promised a review of the Fair Deal Nursing Home Support Scheme. And as part of that review, you believe that what you call a glaring inequity for private or certain private pension holders should be fixed as part of that review.
Morning, Vincent. Yes, just very briefly for listeners, a very short whistle-stop tour. The Minister McGreevy reformed the pension landscape back in the day, where it was felt it was unfair to expect everybody to buy an annuity. They wanted an alternative because rates had gone low after joining the single currency, etc. Anyway, they came up with this hybrid account, which is an ARF, an approved retirement fund, which is an untaxed or yet to be taxed fund, and it allows people to take money out when they need it, normally at 4 to 5% minimum per annum, and it becomes part of the person's estate. Now, very importantly, it has its own unique rules for tax. For example, when the parents die, children are entitled to the asset, but they pay 30% tax to get it, and it doesn't form part of the other assets for capital acquisition tax. So it's in this unique hybrid environment all the time. Now, if you fast forward, when the Fair Deal came in, initially all pensions were excluded from the ready reckoner. You know, well, what are you going to pay out of your income and your assets? But then a second iteration of the scheme was brought in where only ARF assets were included as if they were a bank deposit account. Now, they aren't bank deposit accounts because, as I said, they have to be taxed in order to get the funds. So,
but your point is that basically the state takes a contribution from somebody's ARF, a private pension savings, which they may need for many years of their retirement life to sustain them. The state takes a big whack of that in assessing how much somebody can contribute to the Fair Deal scheme for their loved ones. Whereas they don't take anything out of a state pension.
No, well, to bring this home is to contrast it. If you've Mary and Michael in two houses exactly beside each other, everything else is exactly the same except one has an ARF and one has a final salary scheme. When the person that's in the care home passes away, say 5-6 years, the person with the ARF, their ARF will have gone down in value by probably 50%, whereas the person with the final salary scheme carries on unaffected. There's not €1 difference. So it's so glaringly unfair. It must have been dreamt up, again, like when I spoke to you the last time, it was on the TWSS scheme being looked at, I think, in a room by civil servants only. I think this is another classic example of a rule being looked at by civil servants and not looking at it from a private owner's perspective.
I know you've corresponded with the minister and the department about this. Is it your view that the state, in your view, erringly or mistakenly, sees an ARF, which is a private pension fund, which has to sustain people through their retirement, sees it as a form of wealth or a deposit account and not as a pension?
Yeah, well, I after I first came across this a few years ago, I was so put out by it, and I thought that the client was so stressed. If you imagine a partner going into a care home, it is a massive hit. To discover what's going to happen, these long-laid plans for retirement, which can take, you know, a working life, and you need a fund to get through perhaps 30, 40 years because of life expectancy, that's not unreasonable. The state comes along and says, you know, basically wrecks that plan by saying, we're going to treat your pension fund as a deposit account. So I wrote to the Department of Finance, the current minister, back and forth. They absolutely put up a straight bat, nothing to see here. No, this is a deposit. It's a financial asset is what they said. And you argue that, well, no, it has yet to be taxed, so you're going to force people to have perhaps triple taxation, and it's going to wreck their plan, and it doesn't apply to a final salary alternative, and there's absolute denial, nothing to see here, go away. It's infuriating. I suspect it's probably unconstitutional if the Supreme Court took a look at it, because one cohort is being picked on, and everybody else that has a final salary pension, as I say, or an annuity is left alone. So where's the fairness in that?
Yeah, no, I happen to agree with you. And we're talking about considerable numbers of people here now who have to fund their retirement by ARFs, and unfortunately, considerable numbers of people who have to go into nursing homes.
People think, oh, well, you know, pensions, ARFs, that's way, way in the future. Everybody who's been contributing to a contributory pension, with AVCs, the employer's contributions, if auto enrollment comes in, everybody's going to have them. So when they put those very carefully laid plans in place, and they come along and say, that's fine for myself and my wife's retirement, and one of them goes into the fair deal, bang, it's going to go up in smoke. That plan is going to go up in smoke because the assets will have to be sold to pay the contributions.
I've got to leave it there, Patrick, unfortunately, but I think you've made your case very well, and it does seem, in terms of the way you've made it, that there is an inequity there, so let's hope it's dealt with as part of a review of the fair deal scheme. Patrick Madlenan of Madlenan & Co, accountants in Westmeath there.